Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parsha is Vayakel. Often Vayakel and Pekudei come together. They don't this year. This year is a leap year, where many of the combined Parshas are read separately because we have an extra month. So we know that the Parsha begins with Vayakel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered, it's called Adas B'nei Yisrael, all the congregation of the Eden. And he said to them, Eile HaDavarim, these are the things that Hashem has commanded, and he gives them the commandment on Shabbos, about Shabbos. Sheish yesh yom ta'asa melacha, and so on. 6 days work shall be done. On the seventh day you shall make it holy, and it should be Shabbos. And then he calls them and he speaks to them about the building of the Mishkan. And Vayakel is when Hashem, Vayakel and Pekud is almost a repeat of Truma and Tetzaveh. Truma and Tetzaveh is Hashem's command to Moshe Rabbeinu about the Mishkan and the Big Day Kahuna. With Vayakel Pekudei is Moshe Rabbeinu then communicating the command to the Jewish people and them executing it and actually putting it all together and building the Mishkan, as we read about next week in Parshas Pekudei. So let's just share a few insights. First of all, there's the famous idea from the Lubavitcher Rebbe on one pasuk in this Parsha where it talks about Shabbos. It says here, Sheishes yomim te'ase melacha, 6 days of the week, work shall be done. Vayoyim HaShvi, and on the seventh day, Yilechem Kodesh, it should be holy, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hashem, and so on. So, it could have said, 6 years, you shall, 6 days, you shall do work. It doesn't say that at six days, work shall be done. Which really means that we should work during the 6 days, and in fact, the Mefarshim point out that the 6 days of work is kind of a mitzvah, just as Shabbos is a Shabbos. It's a mitzvah of Shabbos, 6 days also a mitzvah. But then why does it say, why doesn't it say, ta'asa, you shall do work? Why does it say 6 days, work shall be done? And the answer is that, of course we have to work, because Hashem told us to. And Hashem told us, "Uberachacha Hashem aleikecha," that Hashem will bless us in things that we do. Meaning that the foundation of a munna of a yid is that everything comes from Hashem, everything. It's not our efforts, it's not our business skill, it's not our talents that create the blessing. It is the blessing that comes through the work that we've done, it comes through the effort that we put in, because that's the way Hashem structured the world. We have bitochen and we have ishtadlus. So we trust that everything really comes from Hashem, and Hashem can send it through any way that He wants to. And He chose that we should make a keli, we should make a vessel, a conduit through which His blessing should come. So therefore, if we know that the source of the blessing is totally Hashem, it is just coming through the work that we do, the question we have to ask ourselves is, where is our focus? Is the focus in the source of blessing, or is our focus in the means through which it comes? And therefore, obviously, the answer is simple, that as a Yid, we know that our focus is totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on serving Hashem, our head, our complete passion and attention really is about our connection with Hashem. But we also create the keli, we do the vessel, we do it, so we have to do it through which Hashem will send His bracha. As Rabbeinu Bechai explains in Shara B'tochen, obviously if we don't do Hishtadlus, Hashem doesn't send the bracha, part of responsible living, part of serving Hashem, is to create the Hishtadlus, the effort that we have to put in, but that's not the actual source of bracha. And we find this so often in life that sometimes we put in ishtadlus or something and the bracha comes from somewhere else. That's why we are taught not to be upset when something fails. We might set up a business meeting and nothing happens from it. And really, it doesn't have to happen from it. Because what can happen is that we make the effort and sometimes Hashem decides to send the bracha a different way. So we might even fail at the meeting that we had. And then the next day something happened that we didn't expect that brought about the bracha, because everything ultimately is only from Hashem. That is why the pasuk says, Sheishes yomim, 6 days a week, which is the time that you do the hishtadlus. Te'ose melacha, melacha shall be done. The difference between a passive language and an active language of you shall do means you shall put yourself into it. You shall really immerse yourself in the work that you're doing, says the Torah. No. Your immersion, your focus, your passion has to be in ruchnis, has to be in davening with the minyan, has to be in the shiur that you go to, has to be in the connection you make with Hashem, in the tzedakah you give, in the avas yisrael that we have, and so on and so forth. The work that we do, of course we have to do, but te'ose melacha. It shall be done, which means you can put less focus in it. Your whole essence shouldn't be there. You should be doing it behaviorally, manually, but not put your whole passion and focus into that work. And he brings a famous pasuk. A pasuk in Tehillim where we are told that one should work, and it says, Yigia kapecha kisoichel, the work of your hands you will eat. Ashrecha v'toivlach, and you will be happy. In other words, we should make the keli, we should do the work, we'll be happy in this world, the world to come, and so on. But if you look carefully at the pasuk, it says, Yigia kapecha, your hands, the work of your hands, not yigia roishecha, not the work of your head, not your whole day that your head is busy scheming, strategizing, what's going to happen. No, it's yigia kapecha, it gets done with our hands, but our head, our focus is really somewhere else. Our focus is in Torah, mitzvahs, and connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's just a word of this particular pasuk. Staying on this theme of Moshe Rabbeinu gathering the Jewish people, so I want to share with you a word from the Rimon of a Rebbe, the Sifsei Tzaddikim. And he comments on the pasuk, Vayakil Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers the congregation of B'nei Yisrael, and he tells them 6 days a week you shall work and keep Shabbos. A couple of questions. First of all, what's the, before I should say, what's the Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Adas B'nei Yisrael, the congregation of B'nei Yisrael? Every word in the Torah is exact. I could have just said, excuse me, Ayakel Moshe gathered B'nei Yisrael, as B'nei Yisrael. Why call Adas B'nei Yisrael? First question. And second question, to which there are many answers, we're just going to take one route today. Why does he command them here to keep Shabbos? Shabbos was part of the Ten Commandments. Shabbos was commanded at Har Sinai. What's the Sheshes Yomim Ta'asim Melacha? What is this all about? Why is Shabbos here again? So he explains it in the following way. There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos where the Gemara tells us that when the Yidden said Naaseh v'Nishma, they said Naaseh before Nishma, 600,000 Malachim came down and adorned each Yid with two crowns, one for Naaseh, one for Nishma. But that's the famous part of the Gemara. But then the Gemara continues. The Kivan Shechotu Yisrael, when the Yidden sinned, meaning with the Egel Azov, 120,000 Malachim came and took it away. They dethroned, they derobed the B'nai Yisrael, so to speak, from their crowns. As it says in the Pasuk, Vaisnatzlu B'nai Yisrael, says the Gemara, the Yidden were stripped as edyom, their jewelry, at Har Chorev, at the Mount Chorev, which is Har Sinai. And the way the Gemara explains it is, and the way the Gemara understands it is, edyom, the word edyom means their jewelry, but it's a jewelry referring Har Chorev, the jewelry they got at Har Sinai. What is that? The two crowns. And therefore they were stripped from these two crowns. But in Kabbalah we learn, and in the Midrashim, and Arizal talks about this, now where did they go? They were given to Moshe Rabbeinu to safeguard. And Moshe Rabbeinu says the Arizal, every Shabbos, he gives it back to us. On Shabbos, a Yid has the two crowns again. And that's what the Arizal says, that we say in davening every Shabbos, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. Moshe Rabbeinu was happy with the matana, the gift that he was given, and the gift refers to the crowns that he gives to us only on Shabbos, but the whole week he has them, and that's what the Gemara means. So the Sifsei Tzaddikim says a beautiful thing, and he says, now we can understand why the Torah of here says Adas, congregation. The Adas actually of here is not necessarily referring to the congregation of the Jewish people. It's referring to Adas, the Edyom, the jewelry, same word, Edyom. And therefore, this is what the pasuk can be read in a different way. By Yakel Moshe's Kladas B'nei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered together the Adas, the jewelry of B'nei Yisrael. He safeguarded, he protected the crowns that the Jews were given at Har Sinai, so that, he explains, they should not be impurified, and they should not fall into the hands of the impure forces in the world. And then he comes to the Yidden and he says, Zeh HaDover Asher Tziva Hashem Lasos. This is what the Hashem said you should do. Sheshes Yomim, 6 days of the week, you shall prepare for Shabbos, because that's how you achieve a tikkun, a rectification for the fact that you lost the crowns at Har Sinai when you did the Egel Azov. But then, B'yom HaShvi, on the seventh day, Shabbos will bring about the tikkun, and I'll give you back these crowns. In other words, the pasuk is, and that's why Shabbos is repeated here. It's not about telling us the commandment of Shabbos again, because we already commanded. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you keep Shabbos properly, then on Shabbos, Echzir Lochem, I will return the crowns to Shabbos, and you'll be able to have it in a way that you can absorb the Kedusha of the crowns. That's the way he explains this paragraph. One more idea that I want to share with you is a little bit later in the parasha, towards the end of the parasha for Yakil, where it talks about how the Yidden donated the various materials to the Mishkan, to the building of the Mishkan. It also talks about the enthusiasm of the women, how they came and they donated, they were even more than the men, and so on and so forth. And there's a pasuk, it says, V'chol ha'noshim ha'shenosu libon oisona b'chochme, the women who had great wisdom, great skill, tovu esoizim, they spun the wool of the goats. So there's a very fascinating Gemara in Gemara Shabbos, that the Gemara says, that what does it mean? The Gemara comments on the way the structure of the language is in the Chumash. And the Gemara says that, what does it mean that v'tanya mishum Rav Nechemia? What does it mean that the hair of the goats were washed and they spun the goats? It says the hair was washed while it was on the goat, and the women spun the wool of the goats while it was still on the goat. It's a famous idea that they brought the wool that was spun on the goat when it was still attached to the goat. And the obvious question is, what's this, a show of acrobatics? Do we need some to make extra skill? What's the reason for this? What goat wool is spun goat wool, and this was used to make one of the curtains of the Mishkan and so on. It's not good if it's taken off the goat first before you spin it. Well, what is this all about? What's the idea here? So he explains, this is the Aruga Saboisim from Reb Moshe Greenwald of Chust, and explains the following idea. He says, we know that the Mishkan was a model for spiritual Mishkan. Every kli, every vessel, every experience in the Mishkan corresponds to a special avoida, to a special service in the ways of Torah and mitzvahs. Which means that when the Yidden created the Mishkan and they did what Hashem told them to do, and they created the kalim and the vessels and the curtains using the instructions that Hashem gave them, they created space, they created an energy to be able to apply that to that particular avodas Hashem. Now, talking about goats, the word for goat in Hebrew is izim. Says the Gemara in Gemara Beitza, Daf Chofeyom Beis, why was the Torah given to the Jewish people? Says the Gemara, b'mnei shein azin shubu umois, because they are strong-willed. They are strong-willed people. They have a certain almost brazenness, like a very big determination, confidence, strong-willed, and so on. That's why the Torah was given to the Jewish people. Says the Maharsha. The Maharsha says, doesn't this contradict the famous Gemara in Yevamos? That the Gemara says, gimol midois yesh pa umazu. There are three traits that the nation of the Jewish people have. One of them is Baishonim. We are actually bashful. We are reserved. We are refined. And the Gemara says in Adorim, whoever doesn't have Boishes Ponim, whoever's not like sort of meek almost, like shy, not shy in a negative way, but sort of like reserved, not flashy, not putting himself forward, you can know that that person's ancestors were not at Har Sinai. It's a very sharp Lashon. So why does it say in Gemara Beitza that every time that the reason the Torah was given to the Jewish people is because we are strong, strong-willed? So he says the following. He says both things are true. A person, when they reflect for themselves, by themselves, and they make a b'cheshbon ha-nefesh, they have to be humble. They have to have a certain sense of shame before Hashem. Not negative shame, but before Hashem. The Gemara says, Rava, when he would finish davening and he would converse with Hashem, he would come to the conclusion, he would say to Hashem, you know what? Now that I was created, I'm kichli mole busho chlima, I'm like a bucket of shame. And if I want to connect and I want to do tshuva, all that stuff is so important, not to become arrogant, not to become brazen, but to be humble and to know our deficiencies and to understand our weaknesses and to take responsibility for them and to come to Hashem and have that yearning to reconnect to Hashem in a greater way. However, that means Baishanim, we are bashful. But at the same time, when it comes to implementing the Avodas Hashem and we come across all the obstacles and the resistance that we find in the world around us and very problematic environments and so on and so forth, we have to discover that Mizas or Azus, the strong-willedness, the strength, the brazenness almost, to stand and to fight and to say, no, I don't care, I'm going to overcome these obstacles, I'm going to really serve Hashem with a tremendous Kedusha. And he says the particular time for this normally is Yontif, Shabbos, and so on and so forth. And he says, this is what it means, that when the Yidden were taken out of Mitzrayim, what was the first mitzvah they were given? The first mitzvah they were given was the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach, the Torah says, can be from one of two animals. Either lambs, like sheep, kvasim, or goats, izim. Why? He says, the reason is because this was the foundational mitzvah of the Jewish people. And therefore we need to know that we need to have in our Jewish experience both sheep and goats. Sheep are meek, sheep follow. Sheep are a symbol of humility, compliance, surrender. That's what sheep are. That's the sheep part. But also we have to have goats. The Gemara says that goats, and also they're called izim, but also the Gemara says that like a lion is the strongest of a certain type of animal. And then in a certain category of animals, izim, goats are the strongest, because goats is a symbol of strength. So we have to know that sometimes the part of our experience has to be sheep, part of our experience has to be izim. We have to have strength and confidence. Same thing with the korban tamid, the daily sacrifice is also allowed to be sheep or lambs, both sheep or goats. Same idea, because we have both. So therefore we can understand why the women spun the wool on top of the goats. Now we come back to the Mishkan. Goats is a very important part of Avodas Hashem. And therefore, when the Jewish people made the curtain for the Mishkan, what was the idea? The idea was to draw on the idea of goats. It was goat wool. And therefore they spun the wool on top of the goats so that the wool of the goats, the curtain, should be able to absorb from the strength of the goat. So that when Yidden, in the part of their experience, when they come across the obstacles of the world and the resistance in terms of serving Hashem, they should be able to draw on that energy of the goats and be strong-willed and be determined and overcome all those obstacles, that Hashem will help them with Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and with Simcha to serve Hashem properly. That's why that wasn't just a stunt. It was bringing into the curtain, absorbing the Kedusha, absorbing the energy of the goats to absorb that strength that we need when we need to serve Hashem, and of course when we need also to have the humility of the lamb. Those are some of the ideas in this week's parasha. Just to point out, of course, this week's parasha also begins the first of the four parashas, the special parasha that we read around Purim time. This week is Parasha Shkolim. We spoke about half a shekel last week, so didn't go through it this week again. But it's the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel, which we read after Parashas Vayachal. Have a good day and a very good Shabbos.